Today is my last day of being 28 years old, and I've been sitting with this feeling all morning of like, there are things I need to say out loud before the chapter closes, and not about like brand strategy, just kind of about me and what this year actually cost me, what it gave me, what I finally understand now that I didn't 365 days ago. So if you're in a season where you know you're supposed to be doing more, but something keeps getting in the way, stay. Long time ago, within this year, so as long as that is ago, I was on a trip with like four of my mentors, really good friends, Callan, Anna, Nicole, Steph, and we were on a trip and we were visiting Steph in New Jersey, and she told me that my self-worth was really, really bad, and that honestly, the problem with everything that was not going my way, me not leaving my job, me not putting myself out there, my businesses not making sense, was actually all a self-worth issue because I'm a capable, gritty human being. And the only person standing in my way was me. Literally, she said that to me verbatim and she was right. And honestly, I didn't fully get it until at least probably like 2 or 3 months ago. I finally understood. I think right after that trip, we ended up going to New York to go see David Guillaume in person. And after that, we went to LA and we got to see David Guillaume. And that was really freaking cool. And I was in the room again with my mentors and mentors that were like not my friends, people outside of my circle, which I was like, how the fuck did I get in this room? Like, how are we here? And they wanted to hire me. Like, Steph, Callan, and David Guillaume wanted to hire me. I'm like looking behind me, like, are you talking to me? Like, is this real life? Like, you guys want to hire me. Do I actually like know enough to do this? Like, I just kept thinking like, do I know enough? Am I good enough? And the answer has been yes for the entirety of this time, but I couldn't see it. I was the only person that could not see it. Thank God for good friends and people who are like willing to say what other people aren't willing to say, because they told me like, yeah, you are made for this. My closest friends in Minnesota too, and girlfriends, they were telling me you're made for this, but I was the person that couldn't believe it. So like, I couldn't even sell what I was going out there to give other people because I couldn't believe it myself. And that's not just in work. That's just like in life. Self-worth honestly was keeping me from my opportunity. And I literally realized it was my fault that like opportunities were passing me by, not because I wasn't good enough, but because I didn't believe I was good enough for a very long time. Even when I left my job, I think I quit in May from my corporate role. Yeah, it would have been May. And it was after David Guillaume was asking to hire me. Callan had said if I had capacity, she was going to hire me. I had been already hired by Steph to do a few audits. And actually, she was already planning for me to come speak. I still couldn't believe that these people thought I was smart enough to be in the room with them, let alone pay me to work on their brand. And then, you know, on the other side, I'm working at a multi-billion dollar company, working on branding with really smart people and really liking my job and knowing that I'm good at it. And I'm like, why can I not compute? And I think that's something that we should all reflect on really quickly is, is there something that you want to be or like believe that you deserve, I suppose? Because like I believed that I deserved to have my own agency or like have my own job outside of a corporate 9-to-5. Like I knew I was good at branding. I knew that kind of, right? But now I believe that I am. When I go out or set out to have a client, I know I'm going to produce good work. It's like that knowing comes around and it takes, honestly, it takes people who are willing to bet on you before you're willing to believe to bet on yourself. Steph bet on me before I was ready. Callan bet on me before I was ready. David Guillaume bet on me before I was ready, but I did not show him, by the way, that I was nervous working on his brand, and we killed it. His rebrand looks freaking incredible. It's just so interesting to me how we really like will hold ourselves back from what we're destined for because our self-worth is low. And that's really what was happening to me in the year of like 28 is honestly like the worst self-worth I've probably ever had, even though I was still starting to choose myself, but I was still so unbelievably scared. The thing that hit me though is like, I was literally spending all my time, even on social for one thing, posting about workouts and outfits and date nights, and that content was really, really safe. Like, I know that people like it. I know that my audience will like it. I know that it's easy for me to make. And then I was wondering, like, why after, you know, these, my big, like, friends who took risks on me, why wasn't any more work coming for me? Why did no one know that I was doing brand work? What the hell? I was like, where's everybody? Why didn't people know what I did? Because I wasn't talking about it, because my self-worth was telling me that I wasn't good enough to get those jobs. You know what? They probably felt bad for me. That's probably why they hired me. They probably felt bad because they knew I wanted out of my full-time job. They've heard me complain about it. I had never, literally never said on my social media, hey, I'm really, really good at this. You should hire me. And I think that's something that I learned too, is like, some of the people that you see online, they are delusionally positive and delusionally believing in themselves, and that is why they're seen, hired, their jobs work, their agencies work, they're getting like business, or they're getting likes, or they're getting friends, or whatever it is that you're, you know, measuring. It's because they're the ones talking about it. It's because they're the ones that are believing, you know what, I'm going to be delusionally positive and delusionally excited about my life and root for myself. And I think I needed to learn to root for myself delusionally. And I'm still on that path, by the way. It's not yet here. You cannot expect people to know what you're good at when you're not even talking about it. I literally wasn't talking about it. And you guys, out of all the things I learned this year, that's probably one of the biggest ones. I've got followers that I worked my ass off to build too. You know, Soph and I built this a long time ago, and I still felt like I owed it to her and to the audience that was here, OG as OGs from Stray Canada a long time ago, that like I would show up as what they probably still wanted me to be. What? I'm way older, a completely different person. And why would I show up in ways to make other people feel comfortable and like feel like, oh, like here, let me post about my workout and like, let me post about relationship podcasts and all these things because that's probably what they want from me. What? And then meanwhile, I'm like being hired by really powerful people and wondering like how the hell I'm going to get more business because this is really where my heart is and my passion is. But oh, let's not talk about it because maybe I'm not, you know, maybe I don't deserve it. That is a self-worth problem. It's crazy. So I honestly had to shed like a ton of identities and it cost me like quite a bit. Like I just realized how much it cost me this year from being identities that I really wasn't. I had to stop giving my energy to everyone. Oh my God, stop doing it. If you're doing this right now, you need to stop it right now. Stop. I give my energy literally to every single person other than myself and probably other than Jordan. Like he became the bottom of the totem pole, and that is the exact opposite of when I envision my life, what my priorities are. That's the opposite. So if you're living a life that's the opposite of your priorities, that's when you're like, oh shit, I got to take a look at this. I was trying to do an event a month. I was trying to make everybody happy, make sure everybody was taken care of. I wasn't honestly like getting anything back. Like I wasn't pocketing any money. Like revenue is a real thing. And I think that's what I wish I would have learned a long time ago. It's like giving energy to people. I deserve revenue in return. I do. I should deserve that. And I was like, oh, you know what? If it makes other people feel good, then it's worth it. And I'm not talking about my charitable events because I still love doing those. Those are worth every ounce of my energy. But big events where other brands would like honestly get more out of it than I would. And like, I'm not talking about money, like just recognition and like sharing my audience with everyone. I was giving. Here, everyone. Not asking for anything in return and not ensuring that I was going to get anything in return. Like I lost so much money, you guys. I lost money on people that I hired. I lost money on events. I lost money on time, you know, like on having an app that I didn't have energy to run. I wasn't building anything for myself. I just like maintained everyone else's experience of me. Like that's literally all I was doing. I had to stop needing everyone to like me. That was the second phase of this, is like, once I realized that I shouldn't let everyone have my energy, I needed to ensure that I knew that I don't need everyone to like me. Like I was showing up, oh my God, just in my pricing, even like how I priced my agency or how I priced events. Like I wanted to make sure everyone was comfortable. Is everyone okay? Like I honestly was undercharging for my events or for my agency because I didn't want to make anyone feel bad. In my content, I was like watering down my message because I didn't want to alienate anybody. Like I didn't want to say, oh yeah, by the way, I'm going to completely pivot and not talk about, you know, my outfits anymore. So like, but no, let me just actually, here's a little outfit that I'm wearing. Like, hopefully you guys like it. This is like why I'm here, right? this is why I'm showing up on social media. This must be why you're following me. I literally was performing a version of me that was like palatable instead of the version of me that was actually good at her job, liked her life, showing up authentically, even though like that's literally what I tell my clients to do is show up authentically. It's just like, sometimes you gotta take a good look in the mirror. The mirror is not a liar. I'm telling you that. The mirror is not a liar. I wrote this one down, but I had to let go of the lifestyle creator identity. And I want to be very clear though, that like, I'm still a lifestyle creator. I love creating things of like, come along with me on my day and like things that I'm doing and retreats that I'm on and like workout classes that I'm doing, like when I'm having fun with it. Those are what I call fun pieces of content. I'm also a brand strategist with an agency that I own, like that I'm running, that is not doing a bad job. Like it is a good agency that is getting hired by people. And my old identity felt safer than the new one. It felt safer to honestly not expose or like claim that I'm a brand expert because I was afraid of scrutiny. And my self-esteem was like, you're not good enough yet. You cannot claim that. You can't be that thing. It felt really bizarre to be claiming it in work, but not claiming it online. Like, I don't know. It was just a really bizarre time to just like not be able to let go. And I don't know. It's when you feel like I'm at a loss of words because I'm just literally sitting here thinking about the entire year of like me thinking my life will be easier if I just stayed in a box, basically. Like stay in the box that you're already in because that's easier and safer, and it's safe in the box. No one will critique you in the box. No one's gonna bug you. No one's gonna poke you. No one's gonna say, oh my God, I don't believe in her. It's just so interesting reflecting back on that. And honestly, I still judge myself, and I think that I did for so long. It almost became like a default. I think a lot of us are walking around with so much self-judgment and like I judge myself before anybody else does. Like I don't even give people a chance to judge me because I'm judging myself before that. But the judgment is really what's getting in the way of me even making more money, having more clients, doing bigger events, impacting more people. The judgment is keeping me from exposure. And that's my own problem. If you're listening to this and you've been hiding what you're actually good at behind content that feels like safe or behind not really speaking your truth, and you've been waiting to feel ready before you put yourself out there, I just want you to know that the thing standing between you and the business or person, brand that you want to be is not strategy. It is not. It might be that you don't believe you're worth it yet. I literally posted that online a little bit ago. I was like, it may be that you don't believe that your identity or your brand is important enough. You're not loud enough. You don't feel ready. I don't think you're ever going to feel ready transparently to put yourself out there. And that's something that I wish everybody knew. I wish my turning 28-year-old self knew that. You're not going to be ready to put yourself out there. You're just going to have to do it one day. And you got to just like rip the Band-Aid off. I posted a video, you guys, not even that long ago about branding. It got like 50 likes. That's like terribly, terribly low for me. And I think I lost some followers because of it. And I also for sure gained a client. So what measure of success are you actually going off of? Are you going off the people that hear you and need to hear you? Or are you going off of the people that are already there that air quotes expect something from you and you don't have the right message? Are those people helping you at all? No, because likes don't make you money, generally speaking. I'm talking about for like most of us. Likes aren't gonna make you money, babe. Like you got to believe in yourself that you can put yourself out there and go get what you want and believe in, because you're standing in the way today. You not showing up as the person that you truly are with bad self-esteem that you're not working on. You are the person holding yourself back from the life that you're dreaming or envisioning for a year from now, 5 years from now. You are in the way. I remember looking back, if I would have just posted every day, that sounds aggressive, but like, 4 times a week for the last like 5 years, imagine where my content could be. And I didn't, because self-worth was too low and I didn't know what to say and I didn't know how to put myself out there, and I didn't think I was good enough yet at content/branding. So I regret that. I do regret that part, but I don't regret all the lessons that it's taught me. And I if you can hear anything from me, it's like, you got to work on your self-esteem. When I started finally talking about brand and who I am and my personal brand, when I stopped just like posting workouts or thinking about how am I going to get my workout out there and help everybody else, right? So, because I'm not a fitness coach. Posting careful with that. I teach classes at Lifetime, but I'm not like making money off of like a workout PDF. I don't plan to. I'm never going to. when I post about my workouts, that is not profitable for me. It doesn't do anything for me. It might give me a little bit of external validation. You know what I'm saying? Someone says, oh, look at that bicep, or they like my post. That's the wrong type of validation. That validation is what keeps me in a box. That validation is the validation that's talking to me saying, your self-esteem, no, I wouldn't do branding if I were you. People just want to see you for workout stuff. They want to see your outfits and your workout stuff. Yeah. So don't post that. So yeah, when I stopped posting the workouts and started talking about like things I actually know, the right people started finding me. And at first, I'm going to be real, this meaning like my business got healthier and my content got clearer. It happened in person first. Instead of identifying as the corporate female, I started introducing myself around my friends and my friends' groups as I own an agency. Yeah, I own a branding agency. Mm-hmm, I do. This is what I do. These are I almost was like afraid to talk about the clients I worked on because I didn't believe that I should have gotten them, in air quotes. And then I started talking about them and saying, okay, Sid, you got to commit to it. You are the only person that's being quiet about this. Everybody's screaming it from the rooftops. I'm like, yeah, I am a brand agency owner. I have worked on accounts like David Guillaume and Wild Rice and Callan Faulkner and Lifetime and these incredible accounts. And people are like, oh shit. Okay, cool. So you know your shit. And you're like, yeah, I started getting business. What? Rocket science. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God. And then I felt, you know, this slight little boost. It's slow to create content again. And that's why I'm sitting in front of you transparently. I started thinking about what my audience actually cares about, what I care about, instead of like what everybody is waiting for me to post or I should be posting, like, which I can't even believe I'm saying that. But that shift changed a lot for me, a lot. I've gotten to watch other people go through this too, honestly. So what was cool is like Steph was telling me like, you have a self-worth problem, and she definitely didn't have a self-worth problem, but she had a people-pleasing problem. And I have watched her flourish this year. It was kind of cool to watch her get uncomfortable on camera and then all the way to like full confidence on camera. It's a part of her brand. It's a part of what she's teaching this year. And she's 100% worthy of teaching that and like capable of teaching that and has enough information to teach that. And that is like a mirror to me. Like watching someone step into who they actually are is freaking badass. And that's the most powerful thing I get to be a part of, is people stepping into their true self, their real brand. And I also had to do that for myself too. All the things I tell my clients, like show up, own it, stop hiding, trust in your story. Your story is valuable. Your words are valuable. Just put yourself out there. No one cares if you look a little crazy. No one cares if your hair is a little wild. You don't have to be perfect. I have to do those too. And that is something that I have literally learned and tried and attempted to embody. And it is my number one goal for 29 is embodying those things. Some days it's easy. Some days I like resist it like the plague. I'm like, get the hell away from me. I'm not going on camera. But that's what makes that honest. I'm not gonna ever lie about that. I'm never gonna pretend like everything is butterfly and rainbows, but I'm not gonna make myself small anymore because I'm worried I'm not good enough at something or I'm not worthy of something, because I am. I am worthy and I am good at it and I am capable. And I need to remember that. And I need to be the one that owns that identity for me, because no one else is going to help me with my own self-esteem. That is my own doing, creation, and project that I have to be better at. And I'm fully stepping into the standing straight up, taller version of me for 29. I got married this year. I quit my job. I started my agency. I pivoted my agency from full service agency to heavier social media to now where we're going, that I cannot say yet because we're not launching it yet. And honestly, all this conversation to be said, I had to basically do kind of like a brand identity, soul searching, like self-worth, like deep dive. And now I want to take women through this, founders, creators, people with a brand, people with a business, people that are in corporate America. I don't care where you are. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in, by this time you're hearing this, there's going to be a link in my bio to be a part of this. It's called like the Foundations. I just think, how cool to have an 8-week program where we could go through, identify this, whether you're going to use it for social media, whether you're going to use it to build your online website or brand finally, whether you're going to use it for newsletters or you just want to be in one social media, owning LinkedIn, whatever it is. I want to bring people, women specifically, with me on that journey that I already just went on. And I want you to be right behind me because I want to teach you from my rawest point of everything that I've learned. Like, this is what I do with my big clients. I've done it with all of them. I've done it with Steph, Callen, everybody. And I want to do it for everybody else that I can. So if that sounds like you, there's something in my bio, link in my bio right now about that. This is 28. Big year. Married now. Owning my own agency. Proud of myself. In the best shape that I've ever been in because I slowed down. I don't meditate. Meditation is like a whole nother thing. I meditate for like 5 minutes, but like I have slow time. I drink bedtime tea because I want to. I brush my teeth. I've always brushed my teeth, but I'm just saying like I keep myself fresh. I make time for my appointments, like my hair, my eyebrows. I invest in myself. I'm not a shopaholic anymore. Like I am the happiest and proudest of myself in this moment right now. So that was 28. This is about to be 29. She finally stopped hiding what she's good at. She stopped giving her energy away. She stopped performing the palatable version and started being the real one. 29 is building. And I just want to thank you for being here because we got a lot ahead. And I'm very, very excited for what's to come. I hope you'll be along on the journey. If you need any information from me or if you want to learn more about that, what I'm building and what I'm working on, you can also DM me because I will tell you everything that I've been kind of hiding behind the scenes. And if you can relate to this at all, I would love to hear like what came to mind when you were listening to this. What are you leaving behind in this year? Whether it's your birthday coming up or not, I don't care. I just want to hear what you've been feeling, what you've been up to. Was it self-esteem and self-worth for you? Or was it something else that you've been battling that's keeping you from your best version, your best identity, your most robust identity that you're showing up as? I would love to know. So appreciate you. Talk to you soon. I will be recording a lot more finally and feels damn good to be back. Bye.